Chris, first of all, congratulations. Great first leg, and you're a European champion.
Yeah, stuff of dreams. I mean, as I was saying, we've all had our own individual journeys. We were all running since we were a kid, and I don't know how many of us dreamed to be a European champion. I don't think I did. So to come out here today and do it, create that bit of history, is unbelievable, and it's, yeah, just absolutely incredible.
And your own individual contribution, having to set the foundation to get it over to Rashida and be in position for a medal.
Yeah, like as I said, the four of us are very experienced. One thing I bring to the table as well is a hell of a lot of experience. We all do, so we all knew if we did our individual jobs, then we can do a great... Like, we didn't come in here thinking about other teams, who's running what leg or whatever. We just said, can the four of us come out here, run season's best? And if we do that, then we'll do a good job.
Well done, Chris. Rashida, I mean, you had a massive job to do yourself, of course, in the second leg and to get Ireland in front up at halfway.
Yeah, that was definitely my goal, just to be able to catch whoever's in front of me and give Thomas the baton in first place, because I knew once I give him the baton in first place, they're going to hold on and they're going to be able to continue on growing the lead. And that's exactly what he did, because we all trust each other so much.
I like that you have that confidence.
No, literally. Like, so strong. So I knew everybody was going to be able to play their part.
This professional life is treating you quite nicely, isn't it?
No, yeah. Like, there's definitely been a lot of ups and downs, but there's definitely a lot of ups. Like, being here with the team, being able to perform at such a high level and just continue to grow and continue to progress. I'm just so happy to be able to be here and enjoying it as well. It's so important to be able to enjoy it and not feel all the stresses. But, yeah, it's been really good so far.
And there will be a lot of people who will say as well that you've been an athlete of potential since you've been around the last couple of years, and European gold now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, coming out on a senior level and being able to make the transition from under 18s to under 20s to seniors, I'm just really grateful, and I'm just hoping that we can continue to grow and flourish.
Rashida, congratulations, well done.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Barr, European gold medalist, eh? This has taken a little while.
We've had many chats coming through here where I've been extremely disappointed, where I've been making excuses, where I've been saying where I went wrong. So for it to all go right today and to go away from a European Championships with a gold medal on day one is genuinely, you know, as I'm coming towards the end of my career, this is really, really special to be a part of. And I know that how lucky I am to still be going at the age that I am with such a promising and talented team.
I mean,
you
just say not yet. You'll get me going in a minute, though. But like, when you look at Rashida right at the start of her career, and Chris at the start of his, and Charlene about a quarter of the way through hers, and you're past halfway at this stage.
Well past halfway.
But I mean, you've had the successes as well, the university games and so on. There was Berlin as well. There was fourth in the Olympics. Like, you're a man who's been battering on the door a long time, and sometimes you've got in.
Yeah, and that's it. And like, I think that's something that was always kind of important for me mentally, was just to always show up, give it my best shot, and just keep knocking at the door. And if you keep knocking long enough, eventually you'll get through. And that's exactly what we've done today. Anytime I've come away with a medal, it's been just keep showing up and keep getting the job done. And like, this team, since we kind of kicked off in 2021, has been on the rise. And since it kicked off, it was something I was really excited about. I think we were all really excited about, because it was a very new event. I feel like we might not always have the depth in 4x4 for individual male or female events, but when it comes to the mix, we do have that depth, and it was one that I thought we could capitalise on, and that's exactly what we've done over the last couple of years. And this is only the start of a journey. We have huge depth in 400 metre running at the moment in Ireland, and it's really exciting to, first of all, be a part of this team, but to see where it's going to go in the next couple of years, when maybe I've walked away from sport and can enjoy it from the stands or from the pub.
Bit left in the tank. By the way, anything you'd like to say to people in the pub and outside, back home?
I want to say to everybody here in the stadium, everybody back at home who has had our backs, who's been shouting for us, who've been sending messages of support, watching from home and from the pub, thank you so much, because I think that really, really does drive us on a huge amount. If we were doing this to an empty stadium, to empty support, it would be a little bit more hollow. But the Irish are always so good at getting behind our own, especially in sporting terms. So huge, huge thank you, and keep it going.
Well done, sir. Nice one. European gold, well done. And Charlene, if you're in the anchor leg, you always have to be a very, very patient person. Thank you for your patience here. And hey, look, thank you, by the way, for that drive to get Ireland a fourth ever gold medal at a European Championships. Like, final leg and the final straight to surge past and get the gold.
Yeah, honestly, it was amazing to know how much trust the guys have in me. To put me on last leg every time, it puts me at ease knowing that, you know, once I get the baton and up at the front of the field, I just have to stay there, remain composed and, you know, just run the race. And I think that's something I'm really learning to love. And even with the individual, I'm at that stage now where I'm loving every race I'm going out to do. So, yeah, honestly, it's amazing. And I'm just so appreciative of everyone's support. It's second to none.
Last 100 metres then, what's in your mind?
Honestly, the whole way I was thinking today, on the back straight, I really wanted to overtake the girl, and I thought that's a bit ambitious. So I sat back in, and then I was getting impatient on the bend, and I just thought, okay, I feel really good, so it's just time to go for it. And yeah, it was just amazing, and I crossed the line, and I couldn't believe it that we were in first place.
Have you seen the race?
No, not yet.
Come on, I'll show you the race. Final 200, so they're concentrating a ball bit. So what's in your head at this stage?
Wow, I really didn't know that the Italian was so close to me. So I obviously just started to make a move. And yeah, I just felt so good. So I was like, come on now, kick.
Because there was a lot of attention on ball. There was a cutaway to ball there in fourth place. But I mean, you overtook the Belgian well. It was actually the Belgian you overtook. The Italian coming up in the second place. And then ball in third.
Wow. The field behind me is just... it's a class field and I knew it would be. So once I made my move, I was just like... keep relaxed, keep composed. Like, I do this over and over again, so what's the difference in doing it today? Of course I was nervous, but they were great nerves and I felt really good in the warm-up. And I don't usually feel that way. I usually feel a bit nervous for my first race at the championships, but I was like, if this kicks us off, you know, I'm only going into the individual, just anything is a bonus now.
Is there a point when it's going to sink in? Has it already sunk in?
No, I think tomorrow when we get on the podium, I think that's when there'll be tears. And, you know, even when I talk to my family back home, like, honestly, I think that's when it will sink in, because as much as this means to me, it means the world to them as well. And just having the support of the Irish fans, honestly, couldn't ask for better. It's amazing.
Charlene, congratulations. Great kick at the end. Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate that.